in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today has been Hal Bach.
Good to be with you, John.
And it really, we had a great day. It's always fun. It really is. And, you know, from our host this morning, talking about depression in seniors, which is very true. And I think you have to walk away from anybody listening to the program today. Pay attention. Yeah. You know, if somebody seems different, sleeping things you're not going to see. But there are some basic things, cleanliness, that all of a sudden somebody who always had their hair done is no longer doing it. Pay attention. And then you had Susan on, who it's always a pleasure having Susan on because she's a down-to-earth psychologist. And nobody has all the answers. And she admits it. You know, her job is to try to put you in the right direction, have a nice conversation, and we'll take it from there.
You know what? I think that, you know, really what to take away, you know, we always talk about these golden nuggets
right
on the program. And really, and I think as the years go on, you know, the stigma of mental health issues and depression is, you know, is lessening. You know, more people are willing to kind of talk about it, which is really important. You know, I mean, years ago it was like, no, let's not speak a word about this. And it's kind of something, you know, because there are things that can help, you know, right. And that's what is the number one important, you know, everyone thinks, you know, and you know, there's always that stigma, which is hard for people to kind of grasp. Is that it's not a normal part of aging.
Right.
You know, so you shouldn't assume, oh, well, I'm older, so this is kind of comes with the territory. It doesn't have to be.
Especially today, as we age longer and longer.
Right.
You know, you want to be comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure.
You know, and it's really important to, you know, for someone that either is a family member or a friend, you know, like you were saying, to pay attention, but on the ownership of the person is to really talk to your doctor, you know, and that's what they were saying in the first segment. They're trained to kind of pick up on certain cues, you know. So if you're feeling a little off about something, it can't hurt to mention it.
Now people are willing to ask.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I feel like as the years go on, right.
And that goes to so many things.
Yeah.
Actually, I want to give a shout out to Tom DiNapoli, who I saw on Facebook the other day. I don't know how many people know about this autistic young man who started a company with socks.
Mm-hmm.
It's called John's Crazy Socks. I think that's the name of it. But it's a million-dollar industry. And the father encouraged him. And whatever, I don't know enough about it.
Oh, I
the
like that.
The point is, it's a 100% Down syndrome young man.
Oh.
Young man, maybe in his 30s, 20s, 30s, created this company, and the father supported it, and Tom DiNapoli was there at his head.
Oh, that's so nice.
Talking about, you know, there are opportunities for disabled. Is it going to be as easy as everybody in this room has it? No, there's no question about it. I'm going to have an easier opportunity doing anything than somebody with a disability, but that doesn't mean they shouldn't try.
Yeah, listen, that's what I said. There really are things out there, and talking to someone is certainly important. So I think that's really nice, and I might have to find that. I like that for the radio show. You know,
it was in Facebook.
Might have to track that down. We have to look that up.
Maybe look on Tom's page.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to look.
Or I'll find it and send it to you.
Because
I just
like
have
that.
One other thing.
Yes.
That we're not going to go into great detail with today. But we will down the road. 1,209,600.
Wow.
Not even a discussion today.
That's probably how many Christmas presents I'll end up buying.
No.
How did you know?
That's not far off, I'm sure. Okay,
what
so now
that?
Back to Christina. No, it's not even discussing.
Oh, we're not even discussing. You're
just throwing
it out
there. Number. It's not even a discussion today.
Interesting.
When are you going to explain what the number means?
He's leaving people hanging. You got to tune in.
2 weeks.
Oh, and 2 weeks.
I got to tune in.
No, next week is Thanksgiving.
Next week we're off. Yes. Okay, so in 2 weeks when you're tuning in, you'll find out what 1,209,600
cliffhanger.
Everyone write it down. Save in your calendars. Well, all right. That's very suspenseful. I like that, John. But back to North Hempstead news. The 6th annual Vets Donation Drive is still occurring. They're collecting items through December 6th. So I really want to encourage people, you know, they're taking all kinds of different items. They need clothing of any type, size large and up. trial-sized toiletries, unscented body lotion, brushes, combs, deodorant, nail clippers, razors, toothpaste. What's really nice is our Blankets of Love group we have, which is our crocheting group, is actually making blankets and donating it to this, which nice. Is real. And their blankets are absolutely lovely. So they're making blankets. But they're also asking for different crocheted blankets. And they're, if you have any luggage, which is either new or gently used, they're looking for that too, which I think is really great. You know, a lot of us have these giant suitcases, and I'm like, because sometimes I look at them, I'm like, why do I have so many suitcases?
Right.
You know, so it's really a nice thing to, if it's in decent condition, to donate to veterans.
And the one thing, just jumping in quick, you see at the stores all the time, buy two, get one
yeah.
half
No,
price.
And I'm glad you said, you know, and yeah. even if you go to a dollar store,
right,
you know, like you
too.
Can, I'm telling you, you go to a Dollar Tree now and they have, you know, you can pick up a toothbrush, a toothpaste too. So if you're getting something for yourself, just
right.
throwing in a little something extra, it's always, every little bit helps. And there's different donation boxes at Clint G. Martin Park, which is in New Hyde Park, at Town Hall in Manhasset, at the Town Clerk's Office in Manhasset, Tully Park in New Hyde Park, and at the Yes We Can Community
Center. Oh,
wow. Center.
Okay. There's plenty of opportunities.
So they're all over the place. Right, and right. I've seen, you know, I'm at Clint G. Martin Park, and I've seen a lot of donations so far, which is really, really nice. So please check that out, because that is something that it helps, and it's one of the great endeavors that we're trying to do for our veterans, which is very exciting on a fun note. In 2020, the Supervisor Bosworth and Councilwoman Lurvy announced the Senior Softball League is going to start. There was a whole bunch of requests that were actually coming in about, you know, expressing interest in this. So the team will be part of LISSA and is open to residents of the town of North Hempstead, 60 years or older. The town has agreed to fund the team's costs, which will include umpire fees, league dues, and funding for jerseys for the team's members. So this should be really exciting. We're going to stay tuned on this. It should be really fun. Maybe we can get some people on the show. The team will play 60 games beginning in 2020, 30 of them, which will be home games, and it should be fun. So stay tuned. I know you had said, Peter, I remember your partner, Peter,
was
part of a softball league. So
yeah,
listen.
He's involved in the team.
He could maybe do some coaching.
He's down in North Hempstead.
That's right. See, Peter has got to. If you're listening, Peter, you're going to have to.
Shame.
And he's not a senior yet, Peter, so.
No, he's not a senior. Oh, yeah.
We don't want to age Peter. We don't want to call him a senior yet, but maybe he could, you know, he can mark this down. But I think this is really fun. And like I said,
the number of guys that play it, it's amazing. I mean, I don't play. I'm not interested in any of that stuff, but.
My dad had played for years. Yeah, he played. He did softball for years.
It brings people together. They enjoy it.
So, So call 311 if you are interested for that, or 869-6311. There was something else I had here that I wanted to remind people.
We have who's on in 2 weeks?
Yes. So 2 weeks is United Way and
you
the
said
scam
that. I'm
prevention.
Sorry.
It's all right. We should get it, because I feel like we never have enough time to
do
that.
I know. I never do. That's my fault.
Oh, and last week we had on the JCC, and we always say we could actually have them on once a week because there's so many great programs that go on there. And the Nancy Marks Cancer Wellness Center has a program called The Power of Words. And it's Mondays at 2 p.m. And you join teacher and writer Leslie Pomkin and put pen to paper and awaken the writer within you. You can just record stories or even thoughts, philosophy on life, anything that, you know, it could be anything. And it's really something nice for your family or for others to kind of have. So it's a great kind of therapeutic exercise, speaking of that. And so if you were interested in that or any kind of programs that we talked about last week with the Sid Jacobson JCC, please call 311 and we could absolutely get you connected, because it's really it's
and remember that none of these programs at the JCC, these type of programs, cost anything.
Yep.
They are for free. For anybody who signs up properly, there's other things there that cost, like, you know, there's a gym membership,
right,
et cetera. But these kind of programs.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, and I know John's been a part of things that over there and can speak on that. They
are
great programs. So please check that out. Also, I want to quickly get before speaking of free programs, the Landmark on Main Street in Port Washington has these afternoon teas on Wednesday. At 2 p.m., they are totally free. There is a refreshment served. The next one is going to be on December 4th, and it's Happy Holidays with Stepsisters and special guests. Watch our Radio City, the Stepsisters. Watch out, Radio City. The Stepsisters are back with the Holiday Tap Extravaganza. So they will be tap dancing. There'll be audience participation. So, and the Red Hot Mamas will be there.
The Red Hot Mamas.
Yes, and the Red Hot Mamas, we actually had on our radio show maybe a year ago or so, which is a great group. So they will be there. And these are free, and it's the Landmark is a great facility too. So please, I encourage everyone to go, get out there, enjoy the holiday. Because it should be
that's
great.
It. That's so much. That's it. We're pretty much basically over for today. We're not here.
Not here next week. Repeat show, but a good some good shows. So tune in.
Absolutely. And the more important thing is for everybody who is listening to have a wonderful, safe Thanksgiving. And we'll be back the following week. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Thank you.